Hello and welcome to the latest episode of this LGC Investment Series podcast, brought to you by Local Government Chronicle. This episode was recorded at the recent LGC Investment Seminar Scotland, which was held in Edinburgh on the 19th and 20th of October 2023. Joining Deputy Editor of Local Government Chronicle, Martin George, is Bruce Miller, Chief Investment Officer at Lothian Pension Fund. For more on the local government pension scheme, including news, features and events, go to lgcplus.com/investment.
Hello and welcome to the LGC Investment Podcast. My name's Martin George, I'm Deputy Editor of the LGC, and we're coming from Edinburgh, slightly wet and windy Edinburgh, from the LGC Investment Seminar Scotland 2023. Now, I'm really delighted to be joined today by Bruce Miller, who is the Chief Investment Officer at Lothian Pension Fund. Hi, Bruce. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Hi, Martin.
A bit of background for, people in Scotland will be very familiar with you, Bruce, but for those who may not know, you've been at the fund since 2006, and big congratulations to you. Last night, we presented you with the LGC Investment Lifetime Achievement Award. So, well done on that.
Yes, that was a bit of a shocker, but thank you very much. I did say a few words last night thanking people. I probably didn't thank everybody I should, because I thought there might be some more deserving people, people that work in this industry that don't maybe get as much recognition. People on the pensions board, for example, who work away really hard, unpaid, and sometimes I think maybe they deserve a bit more recognition than they get.
Well, we'll think of that for next time. But you thanked your wife, which I think was the most important
thing. That was important, yeah.
You've covered your bases. Now, I'd like to start off just by asking, obviously, you've been in the LGPS community for a long time. What are the biggest changes you've seen in the scheme in Scotland over those years?
Well, thanks for pointing that out. 17 years is quite a long time, I would say. In some ways, there have been some big changes, things like the introduction of pension boards in the mid-2010s, along with the scheme advisory boards. But then again, in some ways, not very much at all. You know, if I look at the scheme in Scotland, we've still got 11 funds. We've still got one extremely big fund and some very small funds. And they operate in very much the same way. So I would say not actually masses of difference. There have been other changes, obviously. There's always things going on in the pensions admin side of things, with the most recent item being McLeod. So there's always changes there. It's become increasingly complex. It is a complex complex scheme.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think people who are listening, who are perhaps in a fund or a pool in England or Wales, they'll reflect there have been a lot more changes south of the border. Scotland hasn't gone down the pooling route, although I know it has looked at it. For those who aren't familiar with the situation north of the border, what's been the thinking on the way forward, and pooling and other options that have been looked at?
Well, it's actually in some ways quite nice to be able to observe from a distance how the England and Wales pooling is working. We've been, some might say slow to do anything. Having said that, it's nice to observe what's going on down south on pooling, and it's very much on the Scheme Advisory Board in Scotland's agenda to review structure, and they're closely watching England and Wales.
I mean, I think one reason for pooling in the English and Welsh scheme is obviously to get greater sort of scale, and I get a sense that there's certainly a lot more cooperation in recent years between certainly some funds you've been involved in Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching the pooling, and I don't think there's a huge appetite in Scotland for pooling currently. We kind of, the case against is that it's complex. It's made, there have been changes. There's an additional layer of governance, if you like, but has that governance actually added anything, or just made life more complex? But clearly, there are benefits of scale, and there are different ways to approach scale and achieving scale. And certainly in our fund, we've worked on collaborating to try and build scale. If we go back 10, 15 years, we had a very, very small in-house management team, very much like most of the other funds in Scotland. And we've grown our in-house team to be 20 people strong. And that allows us some flexibility. And how that's developed is that we've worked with other funds, Falkirk and Fife, to share our resources and to share that kind of in-house platform. So that's one way of achieving better scale. It's one way of achieving lower costs, which we think are really important in this industry. And perhaps I should have mentioned that cost transparency is one of those things that has changed over time, and certainly that's something we've been focused on a lot.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Clearly, lots of challenges for pension funds generally, but the LGPS specifically. I mean, just at this conference, we've been talking about, climate change has come up a lot. The admin burden seems to get bigger and greater every year. From your perspective, what are the biggest challenges, the things that, cross your desk, cross the committees that you think are most important?
Well, climate change, since you mentioned it, is obviously one of them, but there's a whole host of issues we think about in the investment side of things. It's everything from cyber security, harnessing AI, if we go back to climate change, that is obviously a big thing for everybody. We're going through an energy transition, and it's a really, really challenging a transition, which we've never done before. We're going from efficient fossil fuels to perhaps less efficient non-fossil fuels, and we don't actually have all the solutions at our fingertips today. So this is a really complex transition that we're facing. So that has to be one of the biggest issues for us. As I say, on the investment side, we're also faced with fairly rapidly changing prices of assets, and we've talked a bit about that at this conference. We've talked about how inflation has had a big impact, how having gone through 500 basis points increase in interest rates in a fairly short period of time has been quite dramatic, those sorts of issues are significant. Another issue that bothers me from time to time is this the idea of diversification in portfolios. Not something I've heard anybody mention at this conference, but clearly there's big concentration. We hear about the Magnificent Seven in the US, and we know that there's a big concentration in some of the large very well run, excellent businesses that there are over there, but they have grown to quite significant valuations, and those companies make up a very significant part of the indices like the MSCI, ACWI Index, the S&P 500, and so there is a risk that investors are getting too concentrated into a small number of stocks.
There was a slide from one of the funds yesterday looking at the funding strategy, investment strategy, and cutting back on equities over the years to come. And infrastructure is one area where funds seem to be putting a lot more money in. Is that something you see being a long-term trend?
I think different funds will do different things and have different strategies. That's a given. Infrastructure is certainly one area that we're pretty focused on. We go way back to when I started at Lothian. That was an area that we started to focus on in 2006, and my colleague has been responsible for building up a portfolio from zero to over £1 billion in assets. And so we're quite focused on infrastructure as an area for investment. And it's infrastructure equity, and there's infrastructure debt. So there are lots of different types of infrastructure, there are lots of different risk profiles. So just in the same way as there are different equity risk profiles, so we've very much focused on the risk and return of each asset class. I don't know what other funds will do. We're looking at investment strategy review currently around the actuarial valuation, and we'll see where we come out on making any changes there.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing what the end result of that is. One thing certainly south of the border when it comes to, I mean, infrastructure comes up in this, but there's a big levelling up agenda, and obviously for the UK government, they say that is a UK-wide project. And there's pressure being put on funds in England and Wales to invest more of their assets in infrastructure for levelling up purposes, which maybe that conflicts with the fiduciary duty, although there are concerns that it could do sometimes. Is there similar political pressure on funds in Scotland to use the money they have to prioritise local economic regeneration? Almost of as well as or balancing against fiduciary duty there?
Yeah, I mean, there's always ideas for local... Well, in fact, there's always ideas for local investment, and we are very happy to invest locally or globally. And the main thing for us is that what we invest in will fund retirement. I read in the Financial Times yesterday, it was a quote from somebody I know who's the CIO at Nest and somebody I respect, and they just highlighted that we run pension funds. We run pension funds to be able to pay pensions. We don't actually run pensions to invest in any particular project. So we don't invest to level up, if you like. That's maybe beyond our remit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the pensions industry would absolutely echo that. But then there are some of the politicians. There can be different agendas there. Final thought, and it's related to that, and we talked about climate change earlier. You must have had a lot of correspondence with divestment campaigners and people who really want the fund to get out of fossil fuel companies and so on. Do you have what approach have you taken to those sort of campaigns when they come to Lothian?
Well, again, our approach there is not to, exclude stocks. We've got a pretty clear policy on that and have for an extended period of time. We come back and we review it regularly, and we've always come back to the same conclusion. And from my perspective as an investment person, there's no kind of financial theory that says you're going to be reducing risk by excluding stocks. The more you constrain your portfolio, the higher risk, stroke lower return your portfolio will be. It could be one or other. So we don't exclude stocks. That's our policy, but we do get a lot of lobbying about it. And I think interestingly, over the last I do have some statistics on that. Over the last 3 years, there's the S&P Clean Energy Index. This is Bloomberg data, actually. Is down 30%. 12% over 3. It's down 12% over 3 years. And in fact, I think I'm right in saying the S&P 500 Energy Index is up about 43%. So we're talking about financial returns here, and that's an example over admittedly a short period of time. That suggests that you might be leaving something on the table. We know that the energy transition is really difficult. We know that we all use fossil fuels today. Energy is 80% plus. Fossil fuels are 80% plus of energy. We want that to decline. It will decline over time, presumably, but we're just not there yet. So we've all got different scenarios on that, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, look, Bruce, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us. And for listeners, please do share this podcast. Do recommend it to your friends. And we'll hopefully see you at future LGC investment events and future LGC investment podcasts. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the LGC Investment Series podcast, brought to you by Local Government Chronicle. The next event in our series is the LGC Investment Seminar, which will be held at the Carden Park Hotel in Cheshire between the 14th and 15th of March 2024. We hope to see you there. For more on the local government pension scheme, including news, features and events, go to lgcplus.com/investment.